Nope, I'm sorry, I can't do it today either, she replies. You never do anything nowadays. Josephine pouts and makes a sour face. Although Josephine's eyes are smiling, something inside of Ella aches when she hears her friend complain. No, she can't be social anymore, not if it means spending money. How do you tell your friends a thing like that without embarrassment? I'm sorry, I have... Ella starts, but notices that Josephine has already turned her attention to the rest of her friends. A thing. She watches them leave the classroom, and before she knows it, she's the only one left. For a couple of seconds, time seems to be standing still. She can hear the sound of laughter and voices slowly fade out, and suddenly she feels lonelier than ever before. She quickly gathers the last of her papers and shoves them into her army green backpack. Wait! Ella rushes through the door and runs towards the dark marble stairs. Her flat shoes echo as she runs down around the spiral staircase. When she reaches the foot of the stairs, Josephine, Anna, Joel, and Maria turn around with surprised faces. They all smile when they realize that it's Ella who's running towards them. I'm coming. The laundry can wait. Later that night, when she arrives at her tiny apartment, she sits down and starts crying. Wave after wave of brutal anxiety washes over her when she thinks about all the money that she had just spent. Money that she doesn't really have. Her phone vibrates in her pocket, and she waits for it to go silent again before she looks at the screen and sees that she has yet another missed call from her mum. The third call of the day.